Call the meeting to order. Go for introduction of officers. My name is Brian. I'm the chair.
Jared Marcus, parent and a healthcare worker.
Jessica Guy, secretary. I want to announce myself. I'm Leslie Anderson, the school nurse at Taylor Creek.
I'm Taylor, I'm the health secretary and also a mom.
I am Krista Ellis, I'm the director of school health. I have two girls in the district, middle school and client witness.
Calvin Pittman, director of nutrition services.
Dana Tatum, I'm the nurse at client witness.
Billy Shiflin, I'm the nurse at Hannah Springs, and I have three girls, high school, middle school, Klein.
I'm Audrey Hoffman, and I'm the school nurse at the high school.
Dana Holcomb, assistant superintendent.
Roger Hay, Dr. Hay, whatever I am, liaison or something. And then two boys, middle school, high school.
Okay. So, we'll go over the, everybody have a copy of the minutes. We'll look for approval for the minutes from the meeting from November 19th. So I have a motion for approval.
Motion to approve.
Okay, and a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Motion carried. Can we vote? Yeah. All right, so no objections to that? All right, motion carries. Meeting minutes are approved. All right, and we'll do the school health nurse updates from Krista.
That's me. So Shack Board voted and approved for the source choosing the best way for 6th through 8th grade. We've already done 8th grade last Thursday, Friday. We had a good turnout. I was actually kind of surprised how many showed up, but it looks like separating them has been a good turnout. We had a lot of last minute people who joined and were sending notes to make sure their kid was there for the second day. The 7th graders are this Thursday and Friday, and then the 6th graders are next Thursday and Friday. We haven't had a whole lot of, you haven't heard any return calls or questions from that presentation, so we haven't had any issues so far with it.
Talked to Mr. Graham, obviously you were there. He felt like, and you can speak more to it than I can since I was not, but very professionally delivered, happy overall with the program at this point, so hopefully.
And they are typical kid questions, like we filtered them because they're allowed to ask questions, and they were very inappropriate what we were expecting that would make probably your science teacher feel uncomfortable, so we filtered them out and held those ones so that they weren't asked and uncomfortable for the presentation or the others around them. The Project Adam in CERT, which is the Cardiac Emergency Response Team update from me. Every campus has done their CERT drill, and Project Adam has been granted as HeartSafe to high school, middle school, what's my other school? And Hannah Springs. I'm still waiting for the website to come back up because Red Cap had a national outage, which then Klein, DAP, and Taylor Creek will be granted their HeartSafe school from them. And that's through Dell's Children, and they'll come out and designate the schools once they're done. And that's all I got for me.
All right. We'll go campus by campus. We'll start with the elementaries. Dana?
Okay, so my health topics for December, January, and February were kindness and bullying prevention, oral health, heart health. February 27th, I'll be doing oral health to all the grade levels. The Masonic Lodge of Lampasas has donated two kits, dental oral hygiene kits, to all the first graders. And we have a student who is currently at the middle school whose grandfather is a dentist, who donates supplies for other kids on campus to have oral health kits, which they've been very generous over the years. So for my campus health stats, all of my immunizations are up to date. I have nobody on a catch-up schedule. I have 30 affidavits to waive immunizations on file. GI related symptoms, I've had a handful. A lot of those were related to positive flu cases. I've had a total of 23 flu cases. 19 of those were in January. We got hit pretty hard. 4 in February. I've had two, and keep in mind, these are cases that were reported to me. There's others out there, just don't always get told about. There's been two RSV cases, two of those, both of those in December. I've had three total COVID cases, three in February, three strep throat cases, one each December, January, and February. I have one hand, foot, and mouth in January. I did have one hip, which was reportable, but we didn't have to do anything. I haven't had any major injuries, never would knock on wood. Good side health referrals, none. T-chat referrals, none. Number of nurses visits, the total from December 1st through yesterday was 531. My busiest month was January, 207. That's when we had all the flu cases. For miscellaneous news, November through January, our CCMA students career shadowed us in the clinics and in life skills. That they completed that at the end of January. Miss Warren couldn't be here, but said she had nothing to report. That's our counselor. Coach Roberts couldn't be here and said, is that okay that I move on
yeah.
with that? Anyway, she asked me to let you guys know that we are participating in the Kids Heart Challenge from February 2nd to the 27th. And as of Wednesday the 18th, we have raised $2,965 toward the school goal of $6,000. 74 students are registered, 35 have raised donations, and 8 students have completed FINS mission. I'm sorry, I don't know what that is. We are pairing the Kids Heart Challenge with our jump rope unit and are also completing in a school-wide jump rope challenge. During PE this month, students will be learning heart healthy habits, the signs of a stroke, and practicing hands-only CPR. As a campus, we are competing among staff using a PACER app, which tracks daily steps. This began in January with new staff challenge introduced each month.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so for Hannah Springs, I have my immunizations are up to date. I have 27 affidavits, and I have one kiddo on a catch-up schedule. I have no good psych health referrals, no T-chat referrals. I do help Ms. Brown with starting sessions when needed. Common illness trends, obviously flu A and B. I've had 17 reported cases since last Monday. I've had one RSV case also since last Monday. I had one confirmed on-campus fracture in the month of February. My office counts from last SHAC meeting, so 11/19 to today is 864, with a total of 2,121 for this school year. I'm averaging 25 to 30 visits a day. Reminders for failed vision screenings were sent out. There was 77 total failed. I have had 6 returned. And we've used 3 Lions Club vouchers. And my puberty education is scheduled for March 25th and 26th.
So for Taylor Creek, I caught up all of the hearing and vision screens that were absent, missing from October. We've only received 5 hearing referrals back and 7 vision referrals back, so still waiting on a bunch of those. Taylor and I went to all the first grade classrooms and talked to them about oral health and handed out their Masonic Lodge toothbrush kits February 11th. We have not had any good side health appointments. We did the 5th grade scoliosis screening December 8th. We screened 45 girls, 10 positive referrals. I haven't received any of those back yet. I have not had very many at all, less than a handful positive flus, only one reported COVID, that was in January. Since last SHAC meeting, we had 861 nurse visits. I have one kid on a 30-day probationary that started this semester for vaccines, and then one girl that I am having trouble getting her Tdap record. My coach and counselor aren't here today, but coach wanted me to report that FitnessGram will start when the kids return from spring break, and then counselor said she has nothing to report other than no suicide protocols, so yay.
Okay.
Okay.
Me?
Brittany's not here. I am Brittany today. So middle school has had some GI bugs going around. Nothing confirmed or reported back to them. We do have no reported fractures since the last SHAC meeting. We have had a diabetic that we've had a couple critical lows without supplies on campus. So we've been doing education and support with that parent. We are getting flu there as well reported, or flu-like. We don't know if they're testing at home or at clinic, but it has only been maybe five in the last 2 weeks. She does have two exceptions for immunizations. Parents are out of town and will provide upon their return. We have had four unassigned albuterol usages that were sent to Dr. Hay for usage at the middle school. And then we have sent two catapult notices about incoming seventh grader immunization requirements for next year. So our sixth graders that are coming seventh, that they need the Tdap and the meningococcal. LMS since start of the year has seen 2,599 visits. So she's averaging about 32 a day. She's been busy.
All right, Audrey.
Okay, so I have, for immunizations, I have three on a 30-day provisional. They just enrolled very recently. I have one on a catch-up schedule. Miss Keeney, one of our counselors, she's still doing the Serenity Squad. She has a group of people that meet Tuesday and Thursday, and they do fun little activities. Sometimes they go on walks or things like that. So she is running that at our school. Our code Adam was January 29th, and we finished in a minute and 23 seconds. And today was our blood drive. Carolyn Baker organized that, and we had 67
units of blood.
Oh, 67.
54 of them were whole blood, 12 were red cell, and one was plasma.
My clinic volume was 2,865. Wow. I've been seeing some flu. I would say probably within just the past couple of weeks, really, I've been having either seeing kids with flu symptoms or it's been reported to me, but I don't see or hear about them a lot because they're teenagers. They just text or call their parent and they go home and I never see them. But I've probably had about 12 or 15 or ish.
Yep.
Over the past couple weeks, a couple of strep throats. But
lots of anxiety.
Yeah, I see a lot of mental health stuff at the high school.
No suicide plans?
Well, I don't know. Our four counselors didn't report anything to me. I'm not sure.
I'm sure there have been a few.
I'm sure there have been, but I don't know numbers.
Out of caution, I can't speak to how many, but
yeah,
the
secondary level there are some.
I'll ask for next meeting
so
we know. But
that's about it for me.
Okay. Mr. Pittman, the nutrition department update.
Okay, I'm going to make this as quick as possible. I just wanted to give you all some updates. First of all, the new milk regulation that came out allows us to serve whole milk. And when I say whole, I meant to say whole unflavored milk. We can serve whole flavored milk, but we have not been able to find a whole flavored milk that met the added sugar requirement. So our current plan is, because of the fact that we have to forecast out with the dairy farmers back in January of last year, what we would serve this year, and we didn't put any whole milk in there because we weren't allowed. Then we're going to finish out this year serving the 1% white milk and the fat-free chocolate. Then I've set everything in motion to allow us to serve whole unflavored milk next school year, but it's only at lunch. You can only do this at lunch. The regulation says you cannot do it at breakfast, you cannot do it at after-school snack, and you cannot do it at CACFP, but we don't do that program. So, not this year, but next year you'll see whole unflavored milk offered at lunch. And they may reduce the added sugars in the flavored milk, and if that happens, we may could bring it in. It's just that it's really hard once you get past that forecasting stage to bring in something like that. Second thing is the my department has been working to procure for the third year in a row 100% pure beef patties and ground beef from a Texas rancher, and it's a local rancher. I'm not at liberty to go into who it is yet, but if all things go correctly, we will have the same quality beef that we've offered for the last 2 years. We've offered 100% pure beef since I came here 10 years ago, but it's always been USDA 100% pure beef, but this will be Texas grown, grass fed, grain finished beef. And then we will also be working hand in hand with the Texas Farm Fresh Network to continue to bring in as many fresh products as possible that are local. And when I say local, Texas grown, I wish I could say we're gonna go out to Lombita or wherever and purchase things, but it's not that simple. But like our pizza that we serve right now at the middle school and at the middle school and elementaries, that is actually, the ingredients are got in Texas and they're produced in Texas and it's considered a Texas farm fresh product. But there's other things as well, like our lettuce. We continue, even though we're having a little bit of issue with the lettuce, because not because of the farmer that we get it from in Belton, but there's other companies that have moved into the Temple area and the East Bell County area, and they're starting to produce hydroponic lettuce. And I got a sample from one of the ones that's in the industrial park in Temple, and we served it at one of our schools, and when I went by there and I saw it, I said, we will have that no more. Because they pick it so small that within a day, they only offer a 4-day shelf life, whereas the True Harvest lettuce, 21 days. And I mean, 21 days, it looks as good as the day you bought it. So, and then the last thing I want to talk about is me. I know everybody's probably heard it, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you now. I am retiring at the end of this school year. June the 30th will be my last day. I have no idea who's going to replace me. I don't know when they'll start that search, but you'll have somebody new next year.
Congratulations. So sad.
And that's right. It. Okay, and then
Karen's
Edgar likes updates. Karen left some materials. She said that they're running the 988 suicide crisis line prevention. She dropped a whole bunch of materials for it, so they're running the 988 campaign right now. So there's a bunch of stuff if you guys want them for your campuses. There's some cards they hand out that have a QR code on it with the suicide prevention line link. There's some safety workbook plans. There's like peel packs. So she said if we need more materials, she'd be happy to run some up or bring some by as well. And then there's suicide warning signs and triggers for both youth and adults that she left one of each for. So if you guys want to take those back to your counselors or if the nurses want them, either way, she said we need more, she'd be happy to bring them by. Other than that, she had no updates or other information to give. Okay, and we'll go around the table for questions, recommendations, and comments. Anybody has anything around the table?
I have nothing.
Nothing here. Good. Okay. All right. Well, in that case, we have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion. I'll second.
Okay. Motion. Objections. Motion carries. We are adjourned.